And you're live, by the way.
Am I live?
And you are. Amen. Yeah. One of these buttons go live. Let's see which one it is.
Say hello to the people to get live.
Hello, since we're live. Hello.
Yeah, no pressure.
Yeah.
Okay. Amen.
Oh, that's my notes.
Did you get a copy of what I printed up?
I got all of the copies. Thank you, Pastor Man.
Amen.
Appreciate you so much. Yes. Okay. We'll have three of prayers in. Everybody bow your head where you're at, or you can stand. It doesn't matter. Either or will do fine.
Our Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for Bible study. We thank you for prayer, dear Jesus. We thank you for the saints in the house, dear Lord.
Yes.
We thank you for the man of God, dear
yes.
Jesus, that's been diligent before your throne, dear Lord, to hear specifically from the Holy Spirit on what to share on this day, dear Lord. Let us be full, dear Lord, of your word, dear Jesus, that excitement and expectation of
yes.
what we here on this day, dear Lord. Let us be blessed by your Holy Spirit, dear Jesus. As you speak, dear Lord, as a vessel that stands here, dear Lord, receiving from you, dear Lord, what is to be shared, dear Lord, and sharing it in the manner that you have given it to him, dear Lord. Let us eat on this day, dear Jesus. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Okay, Pastor, can I have the folder?
The folder?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a folder. I had a folder. You mean it was like this?
No, it was a manila.
It was a manila.
With
you
all
did.
The other, was it like this?
Got it.
That's the one. That's got all the notes in it for the day.
Your notes?
No, pass out.
Oh, no, those are not those. I already passed out the notes. Those are flyers. Those are for me.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Give me back my folder.
I'm sorry. I'm talking about those.
Yes.
Yeah, now here,
oh,
Pastor Ben, the notes are there.
That's what I'm looking for. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I love Pastor Ben, best friend ever.
Yeah, nutty as a fruitcake. Amen.
Gets, oh, you're not nutty. Just getting the old, what is that, old in a tooth?
Long in a tooth. Long. Oh, gee, thanks, best friend.
All right. I am so joyful today because I'm marking what God is doing and how he's leading me. And it will be as it was in the days of Noah, manifest itself while I was on vacation. First of all, I want to thank my wife for planning a perfect getaway. It was, everything was like organized and planned. We knew exactly what we were doing next. It's like, it's the project manager. But it was a beautiful vacation, and Grand Canyon is blew my mind. I am.
You met somebody in Grand Canyon too. It was on your Facebook page.
Yeah, my friend Rashali Michelle. She's from. Her parents live in Israel. She lives in New York right now, and she saw my story. We started talking Hebrew, and like, you speak Hebrew? It's like, yeah. And so we start talking, and she says, where do you learn to speak Hebrew? And so we were just on the mountain just talking.
Yeah.
And so she did a little video with me. I put it on YouTube or Facebook. And very awesome, very awesome. I wish I would have had more time to witness to her and her friend. But they were moving and we were moving, but it was great to meet her. Crazy things happened while I was on vacation on the 9th of Av. What was the 9th of Av? What day was the 9th of Av? Hint, it's right behind me.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah, that's a pretty big hint. Yeah.
So on the 16th and 17th was the 9th of Av. And that day is very important because of Genesis chapter 8. As they were on the ark, and after the 150 days, then 40 more days became the 9th of Av. And on that day, he released a raven from the boat. Now, the raven never came back to the ark. I want you to know that, okay? The raven represents evil. I didn't really understand what a raven was until I went to Arizona. Because I thought they were, I was like, those are the biggest crows I've ever seen. And so I said, that's not a crow, that's a raven. And so this raven, these ravens are huge. It's like, you know, somebody compared to Shaq, like you compared to Shaq, Jaguar. Ravens are huge.
Wow.
Okay? And so, and the lady told me that even though they warn people every year, people fall in the Grand Canyon.
Fall in?
Yeah, they fall every year. He says every year there's about 14 people on average that end up falling in the Grand Canyon because they want to take pictures where they're not supposed to take pictures. They want to show people, hey, watch me, I'm hanging from the Grand Canyon. Oh! So it's crazy. Like, human beings are weird because we were like, we were afraid to even get close to the edge. And so she says, the problem is when a person hits the bottom, before they can actually get somebody down there to receive the body, the ravens will have already eaten the flesh.
No.
So if someone falls there, they said that's really like a done deal because they're gonna swarm and they know that there's gonna be flesh. And she said, so someone falling, you're not gonna see that person again, not, you know, maybe bone structure, but that's it. So ravens are a vile bird to God, abomination to him, he says, and because they're looking for death, okay? They're looking for death. Now, there's plenty of squirrels around there, but they don't eat live food. They're looking for death, you understand? And I'm complaining like, these ravens won't even eat live food. They only eat dead food. Parents went, us too, Dad. I said, I guess you're right, but we cook it at least. So, so while I'm on the trip, we get there on Monday. When did we get Monday? We get there Monday. I'm knowing it's the 16th of Av. I mean, I'm knowing it's the 9th of Av. 9th of Av is the same day both temples were destroyed. 9th of Av is the day that everything that is evil that happens in Israel happens. The 9th of Av was the day that World War I began, okay? Did World War I, when it began, did it have anything to do with Israel? No, not originally. But the ripple effect of what happened in World War I led up to Holocaust, Jerusalem coming back in 1917. So what happened may not look like it's fully affecting Israel, mm-hmm. but the ripple effect of what happens on the 9th of Av is going to affect Israel.
Yes.
And so the later that night, the first news I got was that this place here, let me show you this place. Remember this place that we showed you on last week? It was,
oh yeah.
It's the Washington Monument, but looking at it from the sky down, It's right in the middle of the your notes aren't on this. It's the all-seeing eye. If you look straight down on the Washington Monument, it's the all-seeing eye. Now I have other information on this, and the other information is that the whole structure of it is 666. Okay? Mm-hmm. So this monument on the 9th of Av got struck. Mm-hmm. Okay. On the 9th of Av.
Thank you.
On the 9th of Av, the Washington Monument, now you can look at your notes. On the 9th of Av, the Washington Monument, the all-seeing eye, and it's structured in 666, got struck by lightning and they had to shut it down. Okay? So that was the first thing. But I'm like, okay, the raven has gone out. Where is the evil? I'm looking once again.
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble with my...
Okay. Hearing it?
Yes. Keep going.
Okay. And so, also on the 9th of Av, what else happened? the Taliban took over Afghanistan. Okay? So now, on the 9th of Av, did you guys see the television things that is going on in Afghanistan?
Yes.
People were trying to, the guy said he went to bed that night and everything was fine. And he said he woke up that morning and everybody was in the middle of the street. He said he woke up about 6 in the morning. He was planning on going down to the store and grabbing something and coming back. And he said everybody was in the street. And he said, what's going on? And he says, haven't you heard the Taliban has taken over? The president has left. The Taliban has taken over. They're shutting down the banks. They're trying to shut down the banks so we can't get our money out. And they're trying to close off the airport so we can't get out of the country. Now, they're very fearful of the Taliban because the Taliban is not just bad. They torture people, okay? And so these people don't want to be under the control of the Taliban. So they're trying, like, if you see those pictures, they're trying to get out of the country, but they're not just trying to get out of the country like, oh, it might get bad. They've had experience with the Taliban before. So these people are rushing, trying to get out. They had 800 and something people packed in a military plane, not knowing where they're going, but they knew they didn't want to be there. Mm-hmm. One guy grabbed onto the wheel and the plane took off and he fell into the ground. I'm like, what, how bad is the Taliban that you're trying to hang onto a plane that's flying out and you're still trying to hang on to it? So understand that these people are trying to escape evil, mm-hmm. Okay? This happened on the 9th of Av. 2 days before that, I think on the 14th, Haiti had another earthquake, okay? Now, the earthquake that happened in Haiti was now a 7.2, and I'm like, oh God, I hope the people it's not as many deaths, because it didn't look that bad at first. But on the 6th, on the 17th, early in the morning on the 17th, I looked, and they said 1,400 people had died in the earthquake, in the 7.2 earthquake in Haiti. So I'm praying for Haiti. I'm praying for Afghanistan. There are Christians in Afghanistan. There are people who worked with the United States, and there are Americans in Afghanistan. You understand? So there are people that are in immediate danger, especially if they know you're a Christian. Okay? So you're looking at complete evil was released on that day. That was the raven. So God wanted me to see and to know that everything is in line, on point, and on schedule. Okay?
Yes.
Now, once that raven gets released, what do we know about it? It didn't come back. So that is over the earth until the church leaves, until the ruin of the land, where it says dried up, but what it really says, the destruction of everything that happened from the time the flood began to the time the flood dried up, they're going to see the destruction of everything that has happened.
Amen.
So we're in this amazing time, because for the last 2 weeks I've been saying on the 16th or 17th something should happen, because something always happens on the 9th mm-hmm. of Av. And this will affect Israel in some way. Immediately after this happened, Iran gets more bold. The Taliban, now listen, when they left Afghanistan, the military also left. The Afghanistan military just took off. They didn't even want to fight back, right?
Right.
They took off. The United States for the last 10 years have bought them planes, tanks, guns, drones. So the Taliban just took control of all of that military equipment. Some of the Taliban were running around the city with US military yep. garments on because they left everything.
Yep.
So they like, we got all this free equipment, we got all this free weaponry.
Yep.
That America bought for us, and look how everything's going, and now we've taken over the country
that America came in and took from us because the United States took it from them. And how did that happen? We'll talk about that. This is the guy I'm watching on TV when all this stuff is going down, and this was on the, I printed it so you could see that it was on the 16th. Technical problems. Thank you.
Hopefully that's it.
If you go to the second page, that's where they're talking about the 1400, a race to get the survivors. That was on the 17th. Remember, the 9th of Av lasts from evening to evening, so from the 16th evening to the 17th evening. And so, and then he finishes his broadcast with, oh, by the way, Pfizer has the new booster shot and it's safe and effective. And I'm like, boy, we are still on the ark. These people are still crazy and it's still on the ark, and we're still on the ark, and God is waiting. Now, if you go to the last page of that, you'll see where it says here, August 2021 of Elul, and what you'll see as Elul 16th, 17th is really Av, okay? Because like I told you, they are a month ahead of time. And God knew they were a month ahead of time, because guess what? Last month on what they call the 9th of Av, nothing happened. Okay, and I said nothing is going to happen on this day because it's not the 9th of Av. The 9th of Av is a month late. So on the 9th of Av, these things will begin to happen. So exactly what happened, we got to the 9th of Av, lightning hits the Washington Monument, Taliban takes over, people's lives are in danger, earthquakes. They're trying to find bodies in Hades, and they got a new booster shot because the poison we just gave you is not working well enough. So, did I say that? Okay. So anyway, here we are at the precipice of what? The rapture. And the Lord wants me to tell you this, and I have to pastor you right now. He does not want you to act before he acts, okay? And I'm gonna give you an example so you'll understand. If you're gonna get your car repoed, the stress of wondering if your car is gonna be there the next morning kind of messes with you.
Yeah, it does.
And God is telling you, don't worry, I got it all together. You're gonna be fine. But you're thinking, oh my goodness, they're gonna come take it, and you're just stressed over it. So you think, I'm gonna help this situation out. I'm just gonna take the car to the dealership tomorrow and leave it there, okay? Then I ain't gotta worry about them repoing it. Did God tell you to do that? No. That means you trying to help God by acting on your own, okay? Do not, the Lord is telling me this, because some people are going, do not go into your job talking about you quit because you heard them saying that we may have to take the vaccine, okay? Your job is to not go in and act before God. Until they come to you, you don't go to them. You wait on God, okay? Do not try to take actions into your own hands because God is doing something. You understand? So we have an exempt letter for people that need it. And some people have called and asked for it, and we're going to get the exempt letter for people who have employment that are being threatened by it. So in Genesis chapter 8, it says here, after the 9th of Av, okay, it says they waited another 7 days, okay? So the wait after the 9th of Av is an additional 7 days. Genesis chapter 8. 8 verse 11, and it says, and the dove came to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated off the earth, okay? The first thing that happened on the 9th of Av was the raven was released. And the dove was also released on that day. And the dove came back and he took the dove in. Then he waited another 7 days and he sent the dove out again. And the dove came back with an olive leaf freshly plucked off. Okay, plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from the earth. So now, when in the next 7 days after the 16th, 17th, something should happen in Israel, okay, that should be worldwide, that everybody should hear about. And that will be on the 24th, on the 23rd and 24th, okay? So we should hear something about, now, if you hear something about Israel on the 23rd and the 24th that is worldwide, I want you to just look at your Bible and say, God is right on time. Because now, 7 days after that, the dove leaves again and he doesn't come back. I'm attributing that to the Holy Spirit leaving, taking the church, and not returning, okay? The world's under a lot of pressure right now, okay? You guys have to, we should be happy because we're so close to leaving. We really should. But standing, you know, telling somebody to be happy while they're standing at the edge of the Red Sea is not the easiest thing to do. So I'm not blaming you if this is not a joyful time for you. But the persecution that is going on in the world is happening right now, okay? Set those notes down. We're going to talk about the ripple effect from what just happened in Afghanistan and the Washington Monument. How is this going to affect Israel? I think by the 23rd, 24th, we will find out something about Israel and we'll find out how this is going to affect Israel.
Amen.
Okay? I want you to also know this. Satan is not, his goal is not the destruction of Afghanistan. You understand? Satan's plan is not the destruction of Afghanistan. So if something happened in Afghanistan, it's to lead to something that's going to happen in Israel. You understand? So what is going to happen? What do we know that's coming next? The Gog-Magog War. Who has a military base in Syria right now? Russia. Who else has a military base in Syria right now? Well, that's a whole nother story. But also, Iran has a military base in Syria. Now, what is Iran doing with a military base in Syria and Russia's doing with a military base in Syria? Okay, so something is going on and we have to understand that this is going to lead to the Gog-Magog War, okay? Which the church is gone before the war begins. But we may begin to see the setup before we leave, okay? Let's just wait. I want us to go to Ezekiel chapter 38.
Airstrike.
I'm going to say this again. Thank you for telling me that, Pastor Dan. Everything that you hear right now is going to tell you that the raven has left. So I'm telling you, evil has been sent out in a great way, and the raven doesn't come back. So the church will be gone, and the raven will still be out. You understand? Evil has begun. and is going to continue, and the church is going to leave, and when we leave, evil is going to be continue. Why? Because the raven didn't come back. God will deal with the raven when he comes back to the earth. But you need to know it's already been released. The people of God need to know you have a choice, and your choice is, I've got to get out of here with Christ on time.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
So if you're in Ezekiel chapter 38, it says, now this is going to kind of trip you out, because it tripped me out when I was studying it yesterday. It said, the word of the Lord came to me, son of man, set your face against Gog, the land of Magog. That's Russia. The prince chief of Meshech and Tubal. Prophesy against him and say, this is what the sovereign Lord says. I am against you, Gog. Now, Gog is a demon king, but he's ruling over Magog, which is Russia. Okay? I am against you, Gog, chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. I will turn you around and put hooks in your jaw and bring you out with your whole army, your horses, your horsemen, fully armed, and a great horde of large and small shields, all of them brandishing swords. Persia, Cush, and Put will be with them. Now, who's Persia? Magog's Russia. Who's Persia? Anybody from Iran will tell you, I'm not Arab, I am Persian. So Iran is Persia. Is Iran and Russia allies right now?
Right now.
Yes. They're best buddies right now. That's why they both have military establishments in Syria. Does that, are you getting the understanding of that?
Yes.
So we're right here at these end times, okay? And we're watching all of this going on. And so now he says, Persia, Cush, and Put will be with you. Who is Cush? That's Ethiopia. Ethiopia is going to help Russia fight? Does that even sound right? Like, but then I said, does Ethiopia have anything to do with Russia? And I looked it up. I said, hey, let me find out. It says, Russia seems to be interested in action from Ethiopia to take cooperation to the next level in the area of military cooperation. The 10th Ethiopian and Russian military cooperation meetings are underway in Moscow. Okay, state affiliate FANA and Broadcasting Corporation reported on Wednesday, and this was December 18th, 2019. Now, Ethiopia established friendly relationships with the Soviet Union following a 1974 uprising and long serving of Haile Selassie, who was starting to say he was Jesus. And then that's when he took big downfall. And so after they went in and took Haile Selassie out of there, Ethiopia and Russia became best friends. Even until this day, they still have military conferences every year to talk about their union of military might. So the Bible is correct in saying what? Ethiopia will be with Russia. Who is Meshech and Tubal? They're both descendants of Japheth, which is European. So wherever they are, this is a European invasion of Israel. This is not Arab countries coming against Israel. This is a European invasion of Israel. Okay? Let's continue. It says, Persia, Ethiopia, and Put will be with you. All of them with shields, helmets. It says also Gomer. Who is Gomer? Germany, with all its troops, and Beth Targoma, which is Turkey. Is Turkey right now siding with Russia? Yes. Is Turkey an Arab? Is it a Arab nation? Yes. It is. Turkey has turned completely Arab. Okay. So he said all of these nations are about to come together and attack Israel. Why? Now, once they attack Israel, God says he's going to act on the behalf of Israel. He's going to put hooks in their jaws, pull them out, and drag them out. He says bodies will be lying all over the mountains of Israel to the point where the Jewish men will have jobs for 7 years cleaning up the bodies. Wow. So I want you to know that we're in this time where this is happening. How do we know? Because I told you 3 weeks ago on the 16th and 17th, the raven was going to get released. Okay? Now you tell me, have you seen something more evil than what's happened in Afghanistan on television in the last year or so? And you, because they showed a guy holding onto the airplane trying to get out of Afghanistan. Let me tell you where you're at, because I'm going to get to the end where the Lord said, this is all you need to know. Okay. But let me finish telling you where we're at. Okay. If you've never heard the interview with Aaron Russo interview about the Rockefellers, you're missing out on a very important interview that took place between a movie producer and I think it was Alex Jones at the time, many years ago, interviewing him about his meeting with the Rockefellers. Now, 11 years before 9/11, he tells Aaron Russo something is about to happen in New York. We're planning something to happen in New York. And after that, we're going to build pipes through the Caspian Sea and take the oil and invade Afghanistan. We're going to take all of their oil. And we're going to set up bases in Iraq and take their oil. And we're going to invade Iraq. So he says, this is about to happen. Now, 9/11 hadn't happened yet, but he's telling Aaron Russo this. So he asks Aaron Russo, hey, I want to know something. Answer this question for me. What was Women's Lib all about? And he says, oh, it was about women having the rights to have good jobs and equal pay and everything and you know, and vote, you know, like the voting right. And he said, the Rockefellers say, you dummy. He says, we paid for the women's rights movement. He said, everything that went on that, we financed it. He said, well, why would you do that? He said, we realized half of the population wasn't paying taxes, so we wanted women to be able to go to work too, so we could tax everybody. And another thing, that since women were at home, they were educating their children, and we wanted the television program that we had set up and school to educate the children, not the parents. And if there's a man in the house, okay, if there's a man in the house, we will not give people assistance, but if there's no man in the house, we'll give assistance. And this was really bad in the Black community and Hispanic communities. If there's no man there, they'll give you welfare. But if your man moves back in, you get cut off. So what is the purpose of that, he said? He said all of this was to get the man and to get the parents away from the children and to tax and to be able to tax women and as well as men. And so we get everybody working. And he says, that's why we did it. And so for the first time, Aaron Russo said, I realized that this Rockefeller guy was pretty evil. And he said, well, what's the end result of all this? Why are you doing all this? He says, our end result is we're going to get everybody chipped. This is in the interview. The end result is we're going to get everybody chipped. And we'll put all of their finances on that chip. And if they don't want to do what we say, we'll just turn their chip off. And if they owe the government any money, we could just go right into the chip and take the money out. But if they decide they want to rebel against the system, we'll just turn their chip off. They can't go to the store, do anything, or buy anything. That was the RFID chip that they were doing. RFID sold it to another company, and they figured out how to put ancient DNA into the chip so it replicates in your body and takes away your DNA and turns you into Nephilim, half human. Now, we're living under this. You understand? We're living under this system, and none of us want to say what is really going on in the world and that human beings are under attack, okay? But the book of Revelation already told you all this is coming. There's no sense of any of us to be surprised. A matter of fact, if you're born again, you love Jesus and you're living for Jesus, you should be saying, we're about to get out of here. And the ninth of Av, it happened just the way God showed Pastor Sandy it was gonna happen. Now we're looking at additional 7 days and then another additional 7 days, and the Holy Spirit leaves and doesn't come back. It's going to happen, you guys. Listen, we'll be all standing there in heaven one day soon together, and it'll seem like this is strange, but you should expect that it's going to happen because God has already told you it's going to happen. Okay, and all God has already told you that this world is evil. I'm looking for another scripture here. Oh, I gotta stay on structure with what God's doing, because He wants me to make sure you understand clearly before I get to the Bible study. Okay. All right. So, do you know and understand that there are wildfires going on right now?
Yes.
Where at?
California.
You think that's it?
No.
There are wildfires going on all over the world. They're setting wildfires all over the world. Let me read here. Now watch this. In California, there are also fires in Russia. There's also fires in Greece, Spain. Where else? Turkey, they're having wildfires. And other places in the United States, they've set wildfires. Now, here we are, we're gonna say, well, you know, it's just that these campers are being reckless. They need to, you know, put out the fire before they leave. You know what Rockefeller would say? You're dumb. He would say the same thing he said to Aaron Russo. We set those fires. How did you do that? You guys remember Paradise Fires?
Yes.
PG&E started California wildfires and got away with it. The Paris fires, and it burnt up all of that Paris, California, right?
Yeah.
And every people took pictures and saw that laser beams were hitting these different areas, and things were burning up because of these laser beams. Now, I want you to know and understand what God wants you to know about this. And I don't know if I wrote where the scripture is, but I want you to know this. Watch this. Here we go. It says, do not call conspiracy everything this people call conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear. Do not dread it. The Lord Almighty is the one you are to regard as holy. He is the one you are to fear. He is the one you are to dread. So he's not saying don't call it a conspiracy. He's saying don't let this be your attention. Mm-hmm. Don't call conspiracy what these people call conspiracy. Don't let that drive you. Don't let that become your fear. Fear God.
Right.
Because even if you found out who set the fires, where the virus came from, and you got them tied up in your backyard at your house, with a confession, now what are you going to do? Because that's not going to change anything. You understand? So he says, don't focus yourself. Do not get caught up in calling conspiracy conspiracy. Look at what they did. Look at what they did. God is telling you, I already told you this was going to happen. I already told you this was coming. I already told you the whole wide world will worship the beast. Everyone will be forced to take a mark, hand, forehead, and they will not be able to buy or sell unless they have the mark. I've already told you this is coming. In Micah 7, I already told you, when the church leaves, be careful of who you talk around, be careful of who you speak to, even the people you lie down with, be careful, because when the church leaves, it's going to get evil. God has already told us that. He said, don't let conspiracy be your fear. Let your fear be of God in heaven, who not only kills the body, but can also throw one into hell.
Yes.
And they are about to get exactly what they deserve.
Yes. Amen.
Now we'll get to what the Lord wants me to talk about. Let's go to Matthew chapter 24. I haven't believed what the government has told me since 9/11. And I must say before 9/11, because someone gave me CDs that told me in 2001, something was going to happen, and it had something to do with planes, and they would have anthrax on the planes, and it was going to happen in 2001. And he gave me a cassette tape, and he says, I'm moving back to Israel, but I'm giving you this because you're my friend, and I just want you to know. And me and Drea just got married and everything, and so I'm listening to the CD, and it's talking about the Bush family, the owners of the Hercules company, who makes anthrax and bubonic plague and all of these biological weapons, and how they were selling all of the guy who was working for Hercules company says George Bush was the owner of the company, and they were selling anthrax and bubonic plague to Iraq in big numbers. And he said, I knew that I could not be a part of that company anymore, so I left that company. Said, but before I left, he said, there was a lady there from Iran who told me they're about to do something in the United States in 2001. They're planning it. And he says, if there's anthrax on those planes, it'll kill 200 million people overnight. And when I heard 9/11 happen, I immediately looked at Drea. We were on our way to court, and I said, I hope this isn't what that guy told me. I hope there's no anthrax on those planes. But I knew one thing for sure. When they start saying they have biological weapons, I knew where they got them from, because I'd already had the information in 1995. So there is conspiracy, what we say conspiracy. There are things going on all the time. There are demons here that are trying to destroy humans. There's a God that already paid the price for your sins, who is inviting you to a wedding banquet, asking you, will you please come? And some of the people are going to say no thanks. Are you in Matthew chapter 24? Let's start at verse 36, because it says, no one knows about the day or the hour, not even the angels in heaven, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so will it be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up until the day Noah entered the ark. Have we entered the ark?
Yes.
We're in the ark. And it says, and they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken. Perolambano, I'm going to say it in Greek because it means to be taken as a friend or a companion. And the other one left, meaning divorced from God. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and the other one left. Therefore, keep watch. The Bible is telling you to do what?
Keep watch.
Keep watch. Why? So you can figure out the day and the hour? It says you don't know the day and the hour.
Right.
So, does it say the year? Does it say the month? Does it say the season? Does it say the events happening? God is telling you to watch, okay? God is telling you to watch what's going on in the world so that you know what day and hour you're living in. Yeah. So you know what season you're living in. It does not say you do not know the day or the hour or the season or the month or the year or when things are getting bad in earth or when you see that the evil really happened. Don't look for any of this because you're never going to know. No, because right underneath this, now he starts telling us to watch and pray. Yeah. Keep an eye on what's going on in the world. Yeah. Why? Because your life is on the line here.
Yes.
You don't have to protect you. All you have to do is do what? Stay on the ark. That's all you have to do. Don't start saying, you know, once you're on the ark, you're always on the ark. Even if you jump off and go for a swim, you're still on the ark. No, you're not. Stay on the ark, okay? Because God is saying, look, what I've written has been done. What I've written is going to be done. Mm-hmm. So please don't go into the foolishness of other human beings who are saying, yeah, God told the truth and everything that he wrote happened for 6,000 years, but now I just don't believe this one.
Right.
That's foolishness. And now for 3 weeks, I'm telling you on the ninth of Av, something's going to happen because it's the ninth of Av and we're in the 121st year. We're in this year that is 7 years before the end of the tribulation. And I'm saying something's going to happen on the ninth of Av.
Yes.
Three, 4 weeks ago, we started this. Okay. 23rd, 24th. I'm looking for a big news from Israel. Okay. You're going to know that an olive leaf has been picked. And the Holy Spirit has gone and picked an olive leaf and to bring it back to the ark and saying, okay, it's time for the Holy Spirit to leave. The earth is completely destroyed and in destruction. It's time for the Holy Spirit to leave. Take the church with you.
10 minutes, Pastor.
Let's continue. It says here, therefore watch, because you do not know what day the Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Who then is a faithful and wise servant? Who's a faithful and wise servant? The Lord told me to stop right now and just tell you this. This is an opportunity for you to leave in the appropriate time. Do not take warnings lightly. It's foolish, okay? Don't play on the railroad track is a warning that should not be taken lightly. You understand? So the Lord is saying, do not take warnings lightly. The ninth of Av was a warning to the world, because the guy said on the news, I went to bed that night and I thought to myself, in the morning I'll go to the store and get the things for the kids for breakfast. I got up, walked out of the house, and everybody was in the street. And he said, what's going on? Why is everybody out here? He said, the Taliban has taken over. The Taliban's taken over. All stores are closed. They're trying to close the banks. They don't want us to get our money out. We're trying to get out of the country because the Taliban. Now, we say the Taliban has taken over. For us, we go, oh, the Taliban's taken over. These people lived with this.
Right.
You mean the torturing and the mistreatment of women is now going to come back the same way it was before? Why did Afghanistan accept the United States to come in there, run pipes through the Caspian Sea, take all the oil? They said, we don't care what you do, just get rid of the Taliban.
Right.
And so we're over there taking oil, doing our thing, and now we've got all the riches and everything out, and then the demon that they put back in the White House, or they put, I say they put back in the White House, because they're all the same.
Yeah.
They put them back in the White House, and now the same thing starts to happen again. And now that we've got all of the riches from there, he says, okay, I think we've robbed you of enough. We're leaving, and we're going to let the Taliban take over again. And they took everything, and they said, oh, by the way, we've trained you well to fight the Taliban. Soon as the United States military left, Taliban came in, and guess who else ran? The Afghanistan army. It's like, no, we can fight if the United States stay here. We're not gonna try to do this without you being here. These people are ruthless. So then when they leave, they say, wow, look at all this stuff the United States bought us. The Taliban, they got drones, planes, tanks. They got all kinds of new weaponry now. And they've taken over the country. And now we've got to see in the days to come, how does this affect Israel? Because God's protection is over Israel. I wish I could tell everybody in the world, you got a long time to enjoy your life. Think of your goals. What are you going to do in the next 20 years? You're not living in those days. You're living in a time where you need to take God serious. Because when Jesus takes his people, we can have fun and be joyful there.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
My next 10 years, you know my next 10-year goal? Heaven. That's my gift.
Amen.
What are your financial goals? Heaven. Personal goals? Heaven. That's my goal, because I know what day and time I'm living in. I'm watching.
Man.
I look at the news on the 9th of Av, perfect timing. The Washington Monument. Did you look at those pictures? The Washington, it doesn't hit like on the side of it, right on the top, bow, shuts the whole thing down. Right on the 9th of Av. Same morning.
Coming.
President left, Taliban's taken over. Same morning, 1,400 people dead in Haiti. And they're in Haiti, and guess what they're doing? They're collecting the children of the parents. Okay? Of the parents that may have passed away. Now, I'm surprised Hillary and Bill aren't over there.
Right. What a bag.
But I'm sure they've got new people now, right? But what I'm saying is, everybody thought, oh, Trump's a part of them. Trump's a part of them. You can't hate somebody the way they hated Trump and he'd be a part of it. I'm telling you right now, they hated that man.
Yeah, they did.
You understand? With passion.
Yeah, they did.
The guy in Japan who told us about HAARP, which they used to start all these fires and stuff and these earthquakes. The guy in Japan said, they're going to I want to make sure I get it right, because I don't want to say something. He says what they're doing right now in United States is they have planned the destruction of the United States. They knew that if Trump stayed there for 8 more years, that they could not proceed in what they were planning. So before Trump went out, we had fires, race riots. They attacked the Washington, D.C. People were allowed to rush, okay? They were allowed to. All of this to make this one person look bad, because we've got to get him out, because we can't get back to child pedophilia, and we can't get back to taking over the Middle East, and we can't get back to one world government until we get rid of this one person. And they were able. Now, this is what he told me. He said they had a choice. Either we were going to go to war against China, because if Trump won, we were going to be in a war. And he said that will be millions of people dying. Or Trump can lose, and then they can continue to do what they wanted to do. Okay? So what choice did you have? You didn't have any. You can continue to race riots and the fights and the fires and everything. Or Trump could have won, and we could have went to war with China. But one thing for sure, they wasn't giving up on this, what they're trying to do. Why? Because the Bible's going to come true. I told you he was given to us for a short time. He announced Jerusalem. All of that was for a short time to get you prepared to leave. Yeah. Okay? And now that we're here and the ninth of Av has happened and all these events have happened, watch what happens next week, 23rd and 24th, and then 7 days after that, get your flying suit on. Praise God. Hallelujah.